Hey, and welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, and today I want you to slow down with me. If your Sunday afternoons and evenings tend to come with a tight chest, a racing mind, or a quiet panic that says, I should be further along by now, this note is for you. Because Sundays have a way of doing that. They give you just enough quiet to start comparing. Just enough stillness for your mind to scroll through everyone else's progress. So before we talk about tomorrow, before you think about the week ahead, I want you to know you are not behind. Sunday scaries don't always show up as anxiety. Sometimes they show up as comparison. You see someone else's win, someone else's promotion, someone else's engagement, someone else's glow up, and suddenly your brain starts keeping score. They're ahead. I should be doing more. I'm late. I'm running out of time. But let me tell you what Sundays really do. They give you space to rest, then ask you to perform emotional math you were never meant to do. They take a week where you survived, learned, stretched, and showed up and reduce it to one single question. Am I doing enough? And that question alone can shake your confidence. Here's what's really happening. During the week, you're busy. You're moving, you're responding, you're doing. But the weekend slows down everything. You finally get time to think, reflect, rest, scroll. And when Sunday night hits, your nervous system shifts gears. You start preparing to be seen again, to perform, to show up. So your brain scans for danger and asks, am I safe where I am? Am I enough yet? Comparison becomes a way to measure safety, not truth. And the lie it tells you is this. Everyone else is ahead and you've missed your moment. But that lie will wreck your peace if you let it. Let me ground you in something real. There's no universal timeline. There's no behind. There's no race you have agreed to run. Your pace is not the problem. Your season is not a mistake. And your timing is not wrong. Growth doesn't happen in straight lines. Confidence doesn't arrive all at once. And alignment doesn't look loud in the beginning. You're not late. You're layered. And what's building in you right now cannot be rushed without being ruined. Let's pause together for a moment. Take a breath in through your nose. Slow it down and let it out through your mouth. Again, inhale. And now exhale. Now say this quietly or out loud if you need to. My timing is mine. Again, my timing is mine. Bring your attention back to your body, your feet, your breath, this moment. Comparison pulls you into imaginary timelines. Grounding brings you back to your own life. You don't need to catch up. You need to stay present. Now, today you feel smaller than you want to feel. If you feel unsure, if you feel like everyone else has it figured out, that doesn't mean you're behind. It means you're becoming more aware. Awareness comes before confidence. Discomfort comes before growth. And questioning often shows up right before expansion. You're not losing momentum. You're recalibrated. So before you go to bed tonight, I want you to remember this. You are not behind. You are not late. You are not failing. You are building something that requires patience, honesty, and self-trust. And if Sunday tends to send your mind spiraling, if comparison steals your peace, if you feel yourself shrinking when the week approaches, that's exactly why I created the Confidence Kit. It is designed for moments like this, when your mind needs something solid to come back to. Inside the Confidence Kit, you will find grounding exercises, self-talk resets, confidence anchors, and tools to help you stop shrinking in real time. If tonight feels heavy, this is your support system. You can grab the confidence kit through the link in the show notes. And if this note helped you breathe a little easier, share it with a woman who needs the same reminder that she's not behind either. And don't forget, you're not behind, you're becoming.